What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
What is going on, everyone? Welcome to Fightful Overbooks coexisting with Rob and Maggie. It is Friday, October 13th. There you go. I scared you. I popped myself for that one. How stupid am I? Anyways, guys, welcome. It's another scary edition of TonyCon tweets. I mean, coexisting. We are happy you are here. How are you, Maggie?
I'm eat, Rob. That's fine. Happy Friday the 13th. Every now and then, you know, when it's Friday the 13th, I like, because for me or for like a lot of people, we will all remember Friday the 13th with the lockdown. You know, it was Friday the 13th on March 2020. The official lockdown began. Like, that's not a fun thing to remember, but I will remember it for the rest of my life. That's not a fun thing. Like, that's a totally different spooky shit that sorry for saying it in 1 minute in into the show. But yeah, guys, hi. Thank you for joining the show. We have quite a ranting to do on our show today. Thank you for joining us. Please, first of all, like the video, share the video on social media. Also, leave a comment after the show is done. Just, you know, so like the algorithm sucks for our YouTube page right now. Please also send us a super chat. It's the little dollar sign at the bottom of the live chat. And or a Humper Chat at humperchat.com. If you want your question or statement read, also if you wanted to support us, also please subscribe to Fightful Select. During these weird ass wrestling times, this is probably the best way to support Fightful. Hi, Sean.
Hello.
Hello, Maggie. Hello, Sergeant Slaughter.
There it is.
You look like you wrestled in the AWA in the 70s and 80s.
RJ City's a big fan of mine, then. So that's
listen, it looks good on you, though.
Thank you. Thank you.
I had to persuade him not to get rid of it because it's so natural.
It does. It looks great on you. It does.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. It's been kind of a quiet week for you, Sean, on Twitter and or X. What have you been doing for yourself during the quietness?
For myself,
bubble baths and everything.
For myself, not a lot. Preparing lawsuits is one of the things I was doing this week.
I'm excited about that one.
Yeah, I mean, unfortunately, sometimes you got to do that when people get sauced and say stupid shit on Twitter, but that's the nature of it. But this week, I'll probably just watch the Kentucky football game tomorrow and then Bengals game on Sunday. I'm actually going to appear on the SmackDown post show tonight because it's shaping up to be a big one. I saw it emerge on Twitter, but I did confirm that there are plans tonight to reveal who is being traded for Jey Uso, at least as of Thursday. So, I mean, it wasn't just NXT they're loading up this week. They're supposedly the Nick Aldis thing, supposedly. I've heard there have been discussions of it. There's the Triple H announcement. There is Cody Rhodes and Jey Uso on SmackDown doing an open challenge. Roman Reigns is back. They're going to reveal who got traded for Jey Uso, or they're planning on it. So there's an awful lot that's going to go on tonight on SmackDown. So I was like, yeah, I should probably swing by. I should swing by today and hype that up, and then swing by the SmackDown post show as well.
Yeah, it's going to be a big one. If you were to guess, who do you think's answering that challenge?
Whew. If it's an open challenge, I wonder if they use that as an excuse to say, well, it can be anybody. Like, it could be Sammy and KO again, for all we know. However, no. I'm going to look at WWE roster.
The Creed Brothers? Please tell me the Creed Brothers.
That would be cool. I would love that. I think they're ready. I think them and Ivy are both ready. Theory and Waller would make sense on SmackDown. I think they're great as a team, honestly. I think Brawling Brutes already has like their own little thing going. It probably won't be the Bloodline. I could see it being a combination of the LWO or the Street Profits. If it's an open challenge, they don't have to be coming off of a win to accept that open challenge.
I mean, this is an excellent way to present the Creed Brothers to the main roster.
Yeah. I think it should be Chelsea and Piper. And Chelsea should win.
Well, the one thing you said, Brawl and Brutes are actually facing
You're right.
They're back. What are their names?
you're right. Pretty Deadly. So it won't be those things.
Yeah. So it's not them. So
and Cena's gonna be on the show tonight. Pretty Deadly's back tonight. My God, yeah, they're adding a lot to SmackDown tonight.
You know what?
This is actually a bit kind of a bummer because I love the vignettes that Pretty Deadly were doing with the injury angle. Like, those were extremely gold for me. Like, there was probably my favorite part of SmackDown. I love Pretty Deadly. They're absolutely, because like when you don't have maximum male models anymore, like that's the other really extremely entertaining and goofy, you know, part of that kind of wrestling. And it's gonna be a bummer to not have it anymore, but like if they're wrestling, I'm always gonna be here for that. Rob,
I was gonna say John Cena and Bull Buchanan would be great. Bring it back.
I looked him up the other day for some reason. He wrestled a match this year.
Yeah, I saw that. Nuts.
Right?
Yeah. He did.
Bolt Buchanan wrestled a match this year. Yeah, he wrestles every so often.
Yep. That's cool. I'm very excited. Like, if everything takes place in Triple H, I was wondering what he was kind of gonna be doing tonight, but I think if the Nick Aldis stuff comes through, I think that kind of tells us what his announcement might be. Maybe not.
Do you guys think that he comes out wearing a wig just so he's not a bald asshole anymore?
Too soon, Maggie. Too soon.
It is not too soon. I was not the one who tweeted it out.
I know. So, okay. So I know, like, you in Fightful Select, you report, you like, you put a story out there yesterday, basically saying what people backstage were thinking about Tony's tweets. And then today you had some more.
Yeah. Well, those hit a lot different because there were wrestlers that were like, well, he's not lying, because while his mom was in the hospital, he had to have a conversation with William Regal, who had very clearly been contract tampered with, had the job prepared, set, everything. And he had to have a conversation while that was going on. So, I mean, the contract tampering thing, it absolutely happened. It did happen. I mean, Swerve Strickland signed his multi-year contract on pay-per-view. There's no way WWE didn't know. And they still reached out to him about possibly coming back. He was very smart about it. So, I mean, like, I feel like before that happened, I think the possibility of a lot of things would have been much more wide open. However, with the contract tampering last year, I can say, regardless of what you think about Tony Khan, sincerely, that one did affect him an awful lot. That if you think he's a villain, that was his villain origin story right there.
Yeah.
Like that specific thing. And a lot of people didn't know what his family was going through. Mm-hmm. And throughout all that, you know, you had a big change in WWE, and you also had some people that were trying to get their own people in. Now, I know that Triple H had told a lot of people, hey, there's a chance you'll come back, et cetera, et cetera. But
yeah. And the thing is I know exactly what he went through, like at Mayo Clinic. My mom was in Mayo Clinic in 2009.
Yeah.
And not having any idea what was going on. So I know exactly where his not knowing what's going on, like outside the world type thing. Yeah. I didn't have a multi-million-dollar business I was running, but I mean, things are different when you have loved ones in the hospital and you don't know what's going to be happening tomorrow or the next day. So,
Okay. Well, like, I have a question. Like, he never talks like that when he tweets out stuff about Fulham or the Jaguars. Like, you will never see him do that. And like, all of a sudden when it's wrestling, hey, you bald asshole. Like,
well, there are a lot of possible implications for that if he does that with the NFL. Like, there are fines.
Exactly.
Yeah, there's a whole lot of that. There's almost no oversight on it. But to the same degree, and this is something that Rob can speak to as well, in the NFL, there are consequences to contract tampering. Severe. Mm-hmm. Like, you lose draft picks and the like. In WWE, they're not going to lose the ability to sign anybody or anything like that. The litigation probably wouldn't even be worth it in that sense. So,
yeah,
it's a lot different.
Everything like that for American football. Jeez.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
By the way, when you said that, when you quote tweeted that tweet and said, when you said something about Dax Harwood, I cackled. Like, I laughed out loud because that was, you said, how dare you, or something about Dax Harwood, or what did you say? I forgot what it was, but you're like, you said something in regards to Dax Harwood.
Now, what was
about bald assholes? You said something like,
I said, fight back.
Yeah, fight back.
Fight back.
I was done. Like, I was. And I was curious, did he say, did he?
I don't know if he ever replied to that, actually. But Dax, you know, Dax is somebody I'm very cordial with and get along with. But I don't know if he ever said anything or saw. I'm sure he saw it. But yeah.
We do have a super chat that came in from Will Chisholm. Thank you, Will. He says, with all the Tony Khan tweets, some I think it was funny, but now I wish he would have spent more time with the women's division. SRS,
that's a common thing. Yeah, and of course, yeah, but I mean, that's become almost a meme. Wish he would spend that time on the women's division. Like, listen, a tweet takes 20 seconds to fire off. Like, it doesn't.
Yeah.
It don't take
that's
that
long. That's the bad part.
He said, yeah. Is it true Triple H had a talent meeting?
About what?
We'll put it in chat, and was it today or Caden says Punk was just trying to get spooky spooked.
I've not heard anything of a recent Triple H talent meeting.
Ryan Sullivan, boo, got you. Happy Friday. Happy Friday, buddy.
Happy Friday, sweetie. Okay, so in regards to this, so do you think that if WWE wasn't a, you know, what do you call it, a public company, you know, with all the, yeah, do you think that, you know, Triple H and like people inside a company will tweet Tony Khan the same way like he did?
I don't think it matters. I don't think it matters. Look at the stuff Dana White says. And that's who owns or who helps run UFC. They don't care. I don't think they care that much.
Yeah, but like shareholders and everything. Like, I don't know how the
stuff works. I mean, they've got to answer to shareholders now too. Mm-hmm. UFC has to answer to shareholders because they're under the TKO banner. Now, maybe that will change his conduct now, which is a good point, but at least then they had no shame. So I would be surprised if that mattered at all.
Yeah. So the who wins tomorrow night, Bryan Danielson or Christian Cage?
Oh, I think Cage wins. I think Cage wins because I don't know that this match was even planned a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
But I'm about to win because I'm going to eat an acai bowl. Thank you for having me on.
Thank you, sir.
Well, no, wait. What's that?
It is. Do you know what acai is?
What? Well, no.
It's sort of. It's a purple fruit that is like made sort of. It's like sort of in between like popsicles and ice cream type of thing, but it has peanut butter, coconut, bananas, all kinds of stuff on it.
How do you spell? How do you spell that? What?
It's delicious. It's from Brazil.
It still doesn't answer my question. How do you spell that?
A-C-A-I. Go eat some cereal. Goodbye.
Bye. Thank you.
You jerk, I don't have any.
A-C-A-I. So there you go. Thank you, Sean, for joining us. And there you go. So, Maggie, basically Sean told us what he thought about some of those tweets. And it's kind of crazy what's going on.
Oh, okay.
So that... So, are you okay now? Does that make you hungry?
No.
Okay.
So. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. The tweets. I don't like the tweets. It's not for me. It's like I get it. It was fun at first because it was, you know. It was the pandemic, like in everything, in like 2021, it was kind of getting meh. But now it's 2023 and stuff is different. Like we're all grown up now, allegedly.
Well, like, yeah, okay, allegedly.
There you yeah, go. Okay, allegedly. And I don't think, like, it's past that point. Like, I will never tell anyone how to conduct themselves on social media, like ever. But I actually don't think that he's harming, you know. I really don't think that he's harming, you know,
no.
Because like there are a lot of, because something that, you know, you Americans don't understand is, you know, the rest of the world, the majority of us don't use Twitter or X or whatever you guys want to call it. That's not a thing for us. Like, I'm one of the odd ones out with you know, that social media. And it's not only that. The rest of the world doesn't use social media as in YouTube. Like, they don't follow podcasters who talk about wrestling. People, like the majority of the world, just simply enjoy wrestling without, you know, the backstage stuff that we actually, you know, take our times out of our Fridays, you know, to talk about.
Yes. Yeah. Well, 90% of wrestling fans, I'd say 90% of wrestling fans have no idea what's going on right now. And that's
good. Exactly. And absolutely.
That's fine. And that's.
Yes. That's, but like
that's what it should be.
Of course, but like this still doesn't, you know, mean that you know, the people who actually do have Twitter and, you know, stuff, like that we enjoy what's happening, because it really, because like we've, like you and I, Rob, like we've been here before when we tell the other person, you tell me or I tell you, do not pay attention to that person who's being a jerk to you. Yeah, okay, I've said this to you. You've never said that to me. Okay.
Joel is in the chat, so be careful, okay? No, I'm kidding, Joel. I just...
Love you, Joel. I've said this numerous times to you because, like, it means that you're just... I'm just here sitting and wondering, how does a person who is as busy as Tony Khan can take time out of their busy day to actually interact with people who are being so awful to you on social media. Mm-hmm. Like, and by that, because like Tony Khan, like psychologically speaking, Tony Khan, like the well-being of Tony Khan is directly, you know, linked to the well-being of two football teams and a wrestling company, okay? Because he's that person who does not want to hire someone to help him book his show because he always wants to be the number one booker. He always wants to book the show himself. I don't know, is that, you know, for the pat on the back or something? Does he so want a Fightful award for best booker of the year? Like, what? Like, at yeah. this point, I have no idea what that is. Like, why? Like, it's not, like, you don't get, you know, a wink on the radio for that. Like, it's, like, what is that? A bubble gum with a hair in it? Like, what? Like, it's that. Because if you are not all here, like, if you're not, like, you, if you don't have your sanity, like, a lot of people's jobs will be on the line. And being so much online as Tony Khan is, like, this may be endangering a lot of people. And I'm just, you know, like I said from the very start, I will never tell someone how to conduct themselves on social media because, like, I've been incredibly online myself. You don't see it, but I have been. And there are, like, you know, times like recently where I haven't been as much online as I have been. And let me tell you, it's a wonderful world, like, you know, apart from other stuff, but, like, it's a very wonderful world. And at the bottom, at the end of the day, I just wish someone would take his phone, okay? Like, it's sometimes it's better, you know, to not yeah. say anything. I understand the need to protect your child. Because at this point, this is Tony Khan's child, like AEW. I understand this, but sometimes you're doing way more harm than good.
Yeah. You know, the one thing, too, is like how you said that, what makes what between Tony Khan, like tweeting this stuff out and then the difference between like he's busy. We get that. Like he has a lot he can do. And then you look at somebody like Triple H and this is completely different. So I just find. I found humor in what Kevin Nash on his show basically talked about how Paul Levesque handled the recent rumors of the rumors about him getting divorced from Stephanie. I don't know if you've ever seen that, but there were rumors. So, yeah. So Kevin Nash sent him a text. He says, I text Paul and I go, you okay? Everything all right? ? I'm here if you need anything. Triple H responded. He goes, what is happening in my life? ? That was Triple H's response. He said, well, social media says you're splitting up with Stephanie. And Triple H's response, according to Kevin Nash, was, fuck it. I wish somebody would have told me before I got dragged to this JV football game where my girls are girls are cheerleading. Yeah. So I just found that like rather hilarious because I could actually completely see that happening where it's like, oh, well, I wish somebody would have told me so I didn't have to go to this damn game. So, you know, that just shows, I mean, I get it. Like, and who are we to tell somebody to what they should and should not be doing? I get that completely. It's just, I think it makes you a lot better, makes you look a lot better when you're not doing this, in my opinion. But that's my opinion.
Absolutely. Yeah.
So in chat, let us know what you guys thought about this Tuesday show. NXT, AEW Dynamite. I thought Dynamite was a fantastic show. I thought NXT.
Did you though?
I did. Like from like ring action, yeah. From I rewatched Dynamite. And I rewatched NXT, which I never do.
You watched Dynamite and then you decided you needed to watch another time Dynamite without cringing?
Because I wouldn't say I was in a bad place Tuesday night, but I just wasn't paying attention to much. Like, and I realized Wednesday afternoon, I go, I don't remember a damn thing that happened. Like, I remember like results, but I don't remember who won or what John Cena did in the Braun Breaker match. Stuff like that. I knew somebody like I go, was Jimmy Uso there, or was it just Solo? Like, I couldn't remember just tiny details. So I went back and watched. You know, it wasn't bad. Granted, I had NXT on mute, so that helped. So I didn't have to hear Booker T much. So it is what it is. But I didn't mind it after watching it a second time.
Both shows suck, Rob.
Oh, okay.
I did not enjoy either of the shows.
That's different hearing that from you.
Yeah, I had so much high hopes, and this is the awful thing here.
I didn't mean to cut you off there.
It's okay. So if you. I'm sorry. Can you please just talk so I can cough this out?
No, I'm going to go to what Keyshawn said there. I love Bryan Danielson. Don't get me wrong. I'm a Bryan Danielson guy. Always will be. Swerve Strickland, I would have loved if he would have won that match, because it would have told me a lot going in to this match more with Christian Cage, because I would have been like thinking, I honestly don't know who's going to win this match now. But I could totally see Edge costing Christian, where Swerve would win. But now, like with Bryan Danielson, I don't see it changing like much. I could actually see Swerve taking that title. That way they can build with Edge and Christian more, and they don't have to have a title involved. Swerve can hold on to that TNT title for a while, and it'd be fine.
The stupid thing is that because Brian has 1 year, right? Left, you know, wrestling.
That we know of, yeah.
That we know of. Okay, so I was hoping that he would go on a winning streak and not lose this entire year. And during this 1 year, he would be the one to dethrone MJF. Like, he would be the one to take that title away from him, because I don't want him to retire from wrestling when he hasn't held the AEW championship. So I wanted the only time that he was pinned during that 1 year was to the person that would dethrone him as AEW champion. Maybe we still have no idea who that person is. But like, this was my vision of things. I do think that like the only way this could happen if Swerve gets attacked and gets DQ'd and Bryan Danielson loses the match by a, you know, not actually getting pinned or submitted.
Well, I see in chat like Soupy put that maybe he has bigger eyes set for the world title, which I'd be completely fine with that. But I actually
completely fine. But like, getting pinned for a title and then, you know, going straight for to, you know, a bigger title, like, I will always have a problem with that.
Yeah, yeah. So okay, so here's a question for you: do you look at the international title bigger than the TNT title, or do you look at the TNT title bigger? I look at the TNT title being a bigger deal.
Yeah, but like, the international title is getting defended almost every week. It was when Orange Cassidy was a champion. He's champion once again. So it might as well get defended on television every week. And that's what makes it a good title. And, you know, a title that people, you know, look forward to and want to be champion, because like, that's, you know, the TNT title was big when Cody did the open challenge all the time.
Yeah. And the like, thing too, like, well, the thing too about like what Orange Cassidy is, part of the reason why he wrestled every week was like the demos and the ratings. He had good numbers.
He also put over a lot of people.
And merchandise, as somebody pointed out in chat. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, there's a lot into it, but as far as like the title goes, I look at the that title has changed hands so many times now.
The TNT title?
Yeah.
Well, actually, both titles have changed well, hands.
True.
Like, having in mind that the international title has been around for less amount of time, but it was in the hands of Orange Cassidy for a huge duration of this.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, like, the only reason why it went back and forth, you know, with Phoenix, Moxley, Phoenix, you know, Orange Cassidy, was because, like, Phoenix was never meant to have that title to begin with. Like, he was injured even before having the title, like that.
Yeah.
You know, we'll get more into this. I started, you know, doing my thing where I, you know, talk crap about wrestling shows.
Yeah, but to be honest, you don't do that much. Like,
yeah, I know. Like, maybe, yeah. But like, this week was kind of different because it's, I'm gonna be honest, I wasn't all here when watching the shows, but you know, it's, if both shows were in their individual night, if NXT was a regular show on a Tuesday and if Dynamite was a regular show on a Wednesday, those shows would have been absolutely different and they would have been way better. Like, because this type of competition, NXT and AEW, brings out absolutely nothing from the good out of, you know, of each other. Like, those shows in direct competition don't bring out the best in each other, from what I can remember. Because, so, of course, cool, NXT was an incredibly sports entertaining show. I'm not gonna sit here and claim that I didn't have fun watching NXT, but like, at the end of the show, well, that's about it, because none of this shit will matter next week. Like, next week, if next week Bron Breakker comes out and challenges The Undertaker to a match at WrestleMania, I will eat my words, okay? Because like, I hope that this is like, this leads to something. Because after watching NXT, I was like, The Undertaker's gonna have another match. Like, listen to what I'm saying. Like, you cannot tell me that The Undertaker is absolutely fine with his last match being a cinematic match and him retiring in the Thunderdome. I'm absolutely sure that The Undertaker is not okay with that. Like, he wasn't okay with his last match being, you know, like, his one of his last matches, okay, being, you know, as horrible as it was. Then he had to make, you know, four more last matches and, like, whatever. You cannot tell me that this man is okay with this kind of, you know, ending of his, you know, of his career. Yeah, you know, I don't know if this was true, you know, but the rumors backstage that he was, you know, talking to Shawn Michaels and he was like, hey, I have my wrestling gear on, like, here with me. And Shawn Michaels was like, ah, you're not going to need it. And yeah, I was like, yeah, well, you never know.
Yeah.
But it's the, yeah, I can absolutely hear that, see that happening. But this has happened this year, you know, on you know, multiple occasions. Like, The Undertaker, you know, a lot of people see it as giving the rub to Bron Breakker. I did not see it whatsoever like this. I feel like he wiped his ass with Bron Breakker. Like, that's how I see it. Like, in, you know, this entire time, I felt like WWE were so incredibly high on Bron Breakker, and like, they couldn't wait to see how he, you know, develops in NXT, just so they can see if he fits on the main roster. And to be perfectly honest, I would love him on the main roster, because what we got this week on NXT was a potential Paul Heyman guy, and this was something that we were pitching before WrestleMania. Because before WrestleMania, because we thought that Bron Breakker was debuting on the Raw after WrestleMania as a Bron Breakker guy. As a Paul Heyman guy. and him being the one to dethrone John Cena after John Cena beat Austin Theory for the US Championship. How differently did that play out? How far we were from the truth. So
what do you think of Heyman?
That was something I was gonna go into. I was laughing a bit because you would know perfectly well what he was talking to Ava Rain about. You didn't have to do the obvious showing of your bloodline case on your phone. That was so goofy. And I was why would he, is he selling that iPhone case? Because it's, I kind of feel like he is. why wouldn't he? Some people were like, oh, maybe that's the thing that gets The Rock, on the show. And I'm like, yeah, okay. The Rock will be cool with her being in a cult. But he was like, oh, hell no. Don't you go into the bloodline, which is, family.
It's, I thought it was kind of funny too. I did. Going back, it was good to see Roxanne Perez go in a match with Asuka.
She is so lucky because she got Meiko Satomura, a while back, and now she gets Asuka. How over the moon must she be? And she did really good. She hung in the ring with Asuka. She did with Meiko Satomura as well. But the right person won here because I kind of feel like they're jobbing Asuka all the time on the main roster. And I was I can see Roxanne losing here, but if they actually give Asuka the loss, what the actual fuck do you do with Asuka after that? Because I've been asking this question a lot.
I just
want to know what you do with Asuka because it's absolutely showing that you probably don't care about her. I had faith when Triple H took over that he was about to. You cannot tell me that most of us didn't think, well, Vince McMahon is in charge. Of course, she's not gonna get pushed. Because she's not that type of female wrestler that Vince McMahon will traditionally push. But now that Triple H is in charge, I thought that in charge. I don't have all the knowledge if he's actually, the one to, but he's pretty much there. I would have hoped that, something happened and her coming back to the Rumble as Kana, that also, left a bad taste kind of in my mouth because again, nothing happened. Because when you repackage someone and they return and they wander again, There's no coming back from that. Some other good stuff from NXT. As a whole, I'm not gonna lie. The shows were good, but it's just not gonna matter for NXT.
This week, this week we know NXT was just kind of throwing a joker card out, a wild card. It was just this week doesn't matter per se. Storyline wise, it really didn't matter, is the way I looked at it.
Yeah, but it was Okay, I just had like a thousand thoughts in my head at the same time. So if you were going to sell a show to a person who only watches Raw and SmackDown, like a wrestling fan who always and only watches Raw and SmackDown, this was going to be a show for you. Okay?
Yeah.
This week's NXT in no way gave a present to weekly NXT viewers. In no way. Because like what they got were main roster talent that they see on Raw and SmackDown. Because I would assume that people who watch NXT watch Raw and SmackDown. I will assume, like I'm maybe wrong. And, you know, The Undertaker returning, who will bring out casual viewers. Not viewers of NXT, casual viewers, just so they can see who, you know, The Undertaker chokeslams or whatever. So the regular NXT viewers have been, you know, watching storylines develop or not. Like for weeks and weeks on their show, and now they sat down and watched a show that basically did not matter whatsoever. Like this, are you okay?
Yeah, just hearing, like, I don't know if it's like thunder outside or
voices
what.
In my head. Sorry,
storming outside, so I didn't know what that was.
Yeah,
so.
Doing RKOs on flies. Yeah. So, like, do you get my point?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, okay. So, like, that was, of course, like I said, it was an incredibly sports entertaining show. Full stop. That's it. But, like, it didn't matter.
Yeah, it'll be very interesting to see how many people end up watching NXT. Maybe they got some new viewers. Maybe. It's possible. Yeah,
I hope that people, like, all of these people who watch NXT this week, because NXT have not done numbers like this in a long, long time. Like in an incredibly long time. I would hope that all these people who watch NXT come back and watch NXT the next week. Because this is something that matters. Because if you were WWE and only did this just despite, you know, AEW and not for, you know, making people, you know, come back and actually watch your show, like, that's a bit messed up.
Oh, that's all they did it for. That's all they did it for.
Yeah, okay, like, I understand. But, like, having in mind that AEW, like, they were on, you know, Wednesday, yeah. And NXT was on Wednesday, like, that's fine. But, like, then NXT went back to Tuesday. That's absolutely fine. And Tuesday was NXT's night. But then AEW went to Tuesday, like, not on... Yeah. Thursday or whatever, they went on Tuesday, you know? So, yeah. Like WWE have the full right to do whatever the hell they want and to put on the show. They were, like, in my mind, NXT was always going to win that night because it was their night. Like, this is not AEW's regular night. And like I said, a lot of people don't have social media. I have no idea that Dynamite's gonna be, you know, on Tuesday. Like, they're like people who are absent from social media and have no idea, and just like their lives don't, you know, evolve around wrestling like ours. Okay, like yeah. It's not like they actually have lives, Rob.
Yeah,
and you know, and everything. So, moving to Dynamite.
We got a super chat.
No, it says a super sticker.
Okay. Sorry, Will.
Yeah, like we cannot see the super sticker, but like that's absolutely fine. Thank you, sweetie. Concerning Dynamite. Okay,
you got the same problem now, huh? Okie dokie. All right. So as you can see, for our new viewers, we like to hear things.
I happen to know that, you know, a lot of, you know, good things happen on Dynamite, but for me, everything got overshadowed by the one incredibly stupid and dumb thing that happened on Dynamite. And I basically do not care for the rest of the show apart from this. And it was incredibly stupid, incredibly dumb, incredibly tone deaf. Yeah. And it took everything out of me. Like, it took the air out of me. Like, I felt deflated. Well, even more deflated than I already was. So it's okay. Let's talk about, you know,
Hold on. Are the cats banging outside again?
No, it's not the cats. I feel like my neighbors are having a really fun time.
Nice. Go take your camera and let's find out.
Fightful Select.
Yeah, Fistful Select.
Fistful Select. Okay. So, because I'm someone who does not live in the States and I don't get the picture-in-picture stuff, I had no idea what Tony Storm was doing. Because from what I understand, she was reacting to, you know, the commercials that were going on in picture-in-picture. I don't get picture-in-picture, and I was like, what am I watching?
Oh, sure.
I have no, because like I see Tony Storm doing stuff, and it makes zero sense. I'm like, this might be the first thing that Tony Storm has done in this character that is not working for me. And this is incredibly weird. And then I'll go online, and I'm like, okay. Yeah. Okay, that's absolutely fine. Because like she was the one to actually cue the commercials in the middle of her match, which is so great. Like, I love that. Her character is amazing. I love everything that she's doing. Hikaru Shida won back her championship from Saraya. Why did Saraya have it in the first place? Was it just to have a feel-good moment at All In? Like, yes. That was probably it. Because, like, the only reason why I thought that she had that championship was because of that. And I was, because I don't know if you guys remember, but I was attending All This.
Yeah. You were there.
And yeah, I was there. Nice. So during that match, the entire stadium, the moment she won, they lost their shit. Each and every one of them, they go, fucking get in there.
Give them the business, okay.
Yeah. Yeah, and I was like, I don't like this. This doesn't make sense. I'm jumping out of my seat and crying. And I was like, why is this happening? Like, I understand, but like, Will Ospreay got a win. Isn't that enough? Like, so that was weird. The stupid thing was that at that exact press scrum that they had after All In, she was, I cannot wait, you know, to defend the championship and show you what, you know, I can do in the ring and everything. And she had like one match.
Yeah. The thing that I did not like, obviously, was the same thing with the AEW Dynamite that nobody liked, was the quarter thing with Juice Robinson.
Oh, I have to talk about this.
No, I know. The thing that I want to like get out there first is Juice Robinson. That's not Juice Robinson. That's not Juice Robinson at all. That's Juice Robinson doing this character that they are MJF is doing the story on. This whole thing is just awful. We know that. There's so many things that like just are not okay with this, but it's just something that I know a lot of people say, like, why now? Well, why at all? And I know, I know MJF is talking about like how it played a part in his life. And I hate that played a part in his life at all. I hate that. That should have never, ever happened. The world we live in, it should have never happened. We know that. It just shouldn't have. And I hate that anybody had to go through that. It just makes me sad that somebody had to go through that. And I know it's the real world type thing, you know,
it's the sad world.
Yeah. And it happened. Now the thing is how do they escape it? How do they, the people do not need to be mad at Juice Robinson. In my opinion, they don't need to be at all. That's my opinion. Well, people can feel how they want to feel, but I think it was just all done in poor taste. I think it was just in what's the word I'm looking for? It was dumb as hell. You know, it was.
Thank you. It was incredibly dumb as hell. Like, this did not need to happen. Like,
The thing is like what I said about Juice Robinson. There is, I've heard nothing but positive things about Juice Robinson. Juice Robinson's one of those guys that I've heard positive stories on, that he would never do anything to hurt a soul. Mm-hmm. And so I guarantee you that. Oh, I'm trying to think what to say because it's judgmental for me, because I don't know I can't really say how other people feel, because I don't know. I'm not ever in their position, so it's dumb for me to say, but it's because I can't say how somebody might feel about it. But I just wish it would have never happened in the first place. And there's a ton of things that WWE has done too. And I'm talking about this week with what is going on. Does it get extra attention because of what's going on in the world? Yes, absolutely. It does.
Absolutely.
And that's why we're talking about it. Now, I've seen people say, well, WWE used to do this stuff. Yeah. WWE used to, and we were too dumb not to say anything then, but people want to watch wrestling to get away from some of that stuff, and they don't want to be reminded. And that's really all I wanted to say about it, because it wasn't good, and I hope they can. I'm confident, because MJF is a brilliant wrestler, and he's a brilliant mind, and I think that I'm confident they can work around this and figure out a way to escape this. That's just my opinion. And go ahead, Maggie.
Okay, so basically what Rob and I have to say about this at the end of the day has absolutely it doesn't matter. If you want to learn, if you want to find out firsthand, go and listen to what Jewish people have to say about this. Like, these are the people who you need to be listening to. Like, Rob and I just share, you know, our, you know, thoughts on the matter. Our thoughts don't matter. Like, the thoughts of Jewish people matter, you know, in this situation. So here's what happened. Okay. Like, I was watching Dynamite, you know, the segment was happening. Let me just say, even without this horrible thing that happened, the segment was still crap. It sucked. Give me my bow back. No. That's basically what happened. So as the segment was happening, and I was like barely keeping it together, and I'm like, okay, what's happening here? And so Juice, you know, reaches into his pocket and, you know, gets out something, and I'm like, he better say immediately what that is, because it actually looks like a roll of quarters. So he better say what it is right now, because it like looks dangerous. And then he says that it's a roll of quarters, and I'm like, oh, what? It's actually a roll of quarters? And that is, you know, right in the middle of the week that So many horrible things are happening, or much, I don't know, many things horrible are happening. and they suck. And those are people who are dying, okay? They're losing their lives. Civilian people are dying, Rob. And not only that, but this is happening like a couple of weeks after a fucking dickhole had a sign in the audience, hey, MJF, I rolled, you know, I dropped a bunch of quarters. Like, that douchebag in the audience, I so hope that he got what he deserved, because that is so, so stupid. Like, how can you live in 2023 and be this uneducated? Like, that's, you know, another thing. So, if you're a Jewish person and you say that it didn't bother you and you see it as sports entertaining, that's fine. And on the other hand, if you're a Jewish person and you say that this bothered you and you feel offended, you're also right. Because you're allowed to be insulted. You're allowed to be okay with this. But let me just say that a lot of people said it, and I will say it back. MJF is not the leader of Jewish people, obviously. It's one thing for MJF to give you the red light, the green light, to make fun of the fact that that his fiance left him. And it's totally, because this affects only him, right? Because his fiance leaving him, you know, breaking off the, you know, the engagement is one thing. It's a totally different thing, you know, to talk about something that, you know, affects a huge percentage of, you know, the Earth's population during a time where these exact people are suffering. It is so incredibly tone deaf. If you want to learn more about this entire situation, I will tell you one thing. After watching this show, go to Fightful Overbooked's channel and watch In the Weeds from Wednesday. Joel talked about this at length, and I respect so much the fact that he used his voice to experience like his emotions, and I am so like I just want to hug the guy. Like, I just, it's, you have no idea how incredibly uncomfortable I felt during this entire segment. And I'm not a Jewish person. I'm really not. And I'm like, I feel like I shouldn't be watching this. I do not want to be watching this. I like, that's not entertaining. That's cringy. Like, that's incredibly, I don't want to watch this. And it took everything out of me. Like, Dynamite, like, for me, I want to erase that entire episode of Dynamite because of this. Like, it's okay if you guys think that I'm exaggerating, but I'm really not. I'm really not. Like, I'm allowed to feel uncomfortable even if I'm not a Jewish person. Like, it's not, like, I don't think it's funny. I don't think it's fun. I hope that no one thinks it's funny, because it's really not. It's just, like, go and listen to, you know, Jewish people talking about this, because, like, their point of view matters. Again, yeah. Not ours. Like, yeah, like, they're, like, listen to Joe Pearl, listen to Ariel Helwani. Like, go, like, listen to the opinions of these people. Like, they're the actual ones that are, you know, involved. But, like, it took the air out of the entire room for me. Like, I don't know if you could remember, but that entire audience, the moment where Juice showed the roll of quarters with the Friedman written on it, they went silent.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, they didn't boo or anything. They didn't, no. They went silent.
Yeah, they did.
And it just shows you just how uncomfortable they felt.
Yeah. But yeah, I mean, we're going to move on from Dynamite now, but So other than the one thing I'll say on Dynamite, we now have Danielson versus Christian Cage tomorrow night on Collision. So that I'm actually very excited to see this match.
Am I allowed to rant about one more thing? It's not sure, about this.
Yeah,
okay. So Powerhouse Hobbs, right? I am so glad that he's been pushed to this caliber. Like, he's with Don Callis now, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Where the fuck is Miro? Like, what are you... Let's WWE this. Let's have, you know, a feud between two people. One of them will win, and one of them will lose and get pushed. The other one who won the feud would disappear. All the fucking time. All the fucking time. Hobbs lost the match. It was the meatiest match in meaty history. It was so meaty that the crowd wanted me to be slapped all over the entire show. Miro won the match. Miro is nowhere to be found. Let's push the guy that lost the match.
Again, sorry, this I'm laughing with you, not at you.
Me, I understand. This isn't me being, you know, upset that Hobbs is getting a push. I adore Hobbs. I want him to get as pushed as, like, being with Callis, like, it'll get you to a main event. Like, that's what I'm saying. And people will pay attention to Hobbs because he's an amazing wrestler. He needs to be where he is right now. But it doesn't mean that Miro, like, what? Like, what the actual crap? He won the match, okay? He won a match at All Out. Where is he now? Like, he had, you know, a couple of segments out there with his wife. She threatened him, you know, with other people who will be her clients, you know, or whatever. And then they disappeared from Collision, like, nowhere to be found. Like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
Like, what? All the time. I swear to God, all the time. Buddy Murphy loses an entire feud with Aleister Black on WWE. Aleister Black disappears. And what do you give Buddy Murphy? The tag team titles with Seth Rollins. Of course, he gets a push. He lost the entire feud. Previously, on, you know, an episode of NXT UK, Jordan Devlin, a.k.a. JD McDonagh, like, he had this incredible feud with Tyler Bate. Tyler Bate comes as the winner, as the match of the year in 2019 for me. Tyler Bate versus Jordan Devlin. What an awesome match that was. It got Triple H a standing ovation. You know, he gave him a standing ovation and everything. Such an incredible match. What happened? Tyler Bate disappears for 6 months. Jordan Devlin, Cruiserweight champion. Sure, of course, yay! Like, at, you know, at this point, why Kenny Omega, you know, AEW champion? He's lost a bunch. Like, why isn't he a champion anymore? Like, why isn't he getting pushed to the moon? Like, what?
Yeah, Frantic's right. Tony's watching the show right now, and he's like, you know what, Maggie's right.
Sure. Like, what?
All right,
I cannot be the only one who's upset about this.
Like, I'm not.
Like, the entire Twitterverse who were so in love with Miro. Oh, yeah, where's Miro? Like, give him this Miro. Like, he won that match. And all of them are silent right now. Like, where the fuck are you at, guys? Like, why is no one ranting about Miro not being on the show? Like, why am I the only one? And I actually don't use X anymore as much as I used to. Like, I would rant a lot. I would probably want for someone to clip this, put it on social media, because I don't anymore. Like, what the fuck? Where's Miro? He won the fucking dude.
Oh! Soupy, you know what you got to do.
Moving on.
Okay, yeah, let's move on. Where the hell were we moving on to? I already forgot. You know what? Let's just
Bryan
go on.
Danielson against,
I was going to ask you who you got winning this. I think we talked about it earlier, but Christian Cage is going to retain.
Christian Cage and Bryan Danielson. I feel like Christian Cage. Okay, so you know that.
Sorry. you know how I am. I'm like, I have arachnophobia, and I thought I saw something. So I was like, what was that? I don't know.
Yeah,
what
and you decided to move your laptop around a bit.
Well, I thought it was on my computer, so I kind of got, you know me, creeped out for a second.
Is there a spider? Am I going to see a spider walk in front of the camera?
We'll find out, because if you see me going the other way, we'll know.
We'll know, yeah. And I'm going to have to carry the show, yeah. You know, okay, so I know you're bothering me. So, like, well, are you going to kill
I'm
something?
I'm bothered. Well, we'll find out in a few minutes.
Do you have a flamethrower? Like, you can...
Well, I have a flamethrower, but I only show that on my OnlyFans page.
Okay. You can plug that shit later. Yeah. So
that's actually the name of it. OnlyFans.com/plug that shit later.
Plug that shit later. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. So moving on. Adam Copeland and Bryan Danielson have a history together. You know, from that WrestleMania where they got stack them and pin them and whatever, like whatever that.
Yeah.
That. Yeah. Yeah, and Adam Copeland was a little bitch throughout the entire thing, but, like, that's fine. So, I can see him getting involved here. I really can.
Are you shitting me?
That makes sense.
Well, thank I mean, you, they did it before the show?
Probably on Twitter or whatever. Those
bastards.
So I can see Copeland getting involved here. To what capacity, I have no idea. I feel like Christian Cage will retain here. But... I'm sorry. I'm so sorry, guys, for the audio listeners.
Okay. Well,
is no one going to say, bless you, Maggie, or
bless you, Maggie.
Or whatever? Just, thank you.
Well, I just was. Never mind.
sorry. Yeah. No, so, okay. Christian Cage probably retaining. I have no idea how Bryan Danielson will come out. From all this, I did mention at the top of the show that I kind of do want to see him on a winning streak until his last match and he ends up, you know, putting over another talent. What, are you still mad about this?
Yeah, I went to look because I thought it was just like maybe that they tweeted it like instead, like they were like maybe it was Waller or Theory that said it, and like not WWE.com, but then I see the fucking graphics already done for it, and it's like, I don't want those two ass clowns challenging.
Well, come on, it's gonna be a good match.
Hell with them. I'm pissed now.
Great, I'm gonna have a really fun half an hour.
Show's over. Good night. Show see you guys later. Bye. Yeah, bye. No, I'm kidding. Yeah. Maggie, let's go on to something good. You ready for Cooper Effect?
I am.
All right, get ready.
Sacrifice!
Hi, I did that one on purpose.
I hope there is a spider in your room, okay?
Yeah. Okay, here we go.
I mean, that will forever be Nessie, okay? Like, that's the Loch Ness Monster.
Yeah.
And you can't tell me anything, you know. Guys, a 3-year-old wiener dog gave birth to 11 puppies. Like, I can... Look at the cute little doggies. Like, got them all. Like, and look at the cute little noses and the eyes and everything in the ears. All is squished in forever. Look at the raw. Oh my god. I'm sorry for making weird ass noises, but like how cute is this? Like I can actually say nothing more about this. Okay? 11 puppies, possibly a new world record. A three-year-old dog, okay? Oh, look, like, look at this one, right? Oh, you know, almost in the middle of who's already has gray hair because he's probably the 11th dog. And he waited for so long in the womb to be born. he got gray hair. Jesus. Like, you can, like, interrupt me anytime you want, Rob, by the way. Like, because I'm just going to keep talking. Rob? Oh, okay. You're eating popcorn. That's fine. It's microwave popcorn, too. Like, that's the worst kind. Yeah. So, the three-year-old wiener dog. We love puppies. We love dogs and, like, whatever. Giving birth to one thing is, you know, incredibly painful and what the fuck. So 11 times that is, like, must be, you know, a new world record. Like, how big her tummy must have... Yeah, please, Ron. There you go, Alan. There you go. Yeah, so... Did you swallow?
Okay.
Come on. It's not fun, okay? It's not, isn't it? It's not fun, right? So now you know.
Yeah. Okay.
What do you think about the puppy?
Oh, I love the puppies. I love dogs. When you were talking about it, I was like naming each one, like which one I would name. So.
Okay, so which one was Rupert?
The fourth one in the middle. Okay. Towards the middle. Well, yeah. I guess either way is towards the middle, but from the left popcorn side. Good? Well, it's not bad.
It's microwave popcorn. It sucks.
Not all of it's not. I mean, it gets the job
incredibly
done.
Incredibly bad for you.
Well, we have two super chats. Let me get to them. One is, oh, they're both from Chris. One says, Chris Mueller says, TK seems to forget about Miro every other week. He does.
Thank you, Chris. Thank you for the support. You are one of the good ones.
Puppies. This one's from
Yes,
Drew.
Puppies. Yeah, I was so incredibly sure that you're gonna love this. Chris, every now and then, Chris makes me feel better by sending me, you know, videos of puppies, and I cannot express just how helpful they are, Chris, sweetie. I hope you realize just how much you're helping. All the time.
Animals are good. They're better than people.
Yes,
but I think we all know that.
Yeah. Every week we say this. Hey, where is Meiko Satomura? I know we talked about this an hour ago, but like, where is she?
I don't know. I think
is she's back in, is she back in, you know, in Asia, back in Japan?
I honestly don't know. I just know she hasn't been on the roster and hasn't been seen in Orlando. She's just inactive, I guess. Anyways, so with this episode, we're going to kind of do it a little bit different, and I'm just running this on the, we're having like an on-air production meeting. Let's just go ahead and do the previews, and let's do the rest of the show like kind of like a Q&A, if that's cool with you.
Absolutely fine.
All right, so... SmackDown preview, which, since we've already talked about it a lot. Tonight, taking place in Tulsa, Oklahoma, at the Bok Center, B-O-K Center. Season premiere, Roman Reigns returns, Triple H is going to appear. The Brawling Brutes are taking on Pretty Deadly. Cody Rhodes and Jey Uso have their open challenge. And that has
against, you know, Grayson Waller.
Dip and shit. I mean, yeah, sorry, Grayson Waller. And I actually like Grayson Waller, so Austin Theory. So there you go. And then tonight on Rampage, took place on Wednesday night or Tuesday night in Independence, Missouri at the Cable Dahmer Arena, not named after Jeffrey Dahmer. Daniel Garcia and 2.0 taking on the Hardy and Brothers Zay. Sky Blue versus Emi Sakura. Trent Beretta taking on Jay Lethal.
That's going to be a really good match, by the way.
I bet. Blackpool Combat Club taking on Gates of Agony. Claudio and Wheeler Yuta, that is. And then the AEW Collision preview taking place in Toledo tomorrow night at the Huntington Center. We have two matches that are announced so far that I've seen. Ring of Honor World TV Championship match. Willie Mack, who I absolutely love, taking on Samoa Joe. Good for him.
Big meaty man slapping meat.
Yep. And then, as already mentioned, the TNT Championship match with Bryan Danielson taking on Mr. Christian Cage. So,
what do you think the women's match here is going to be?
In the collision match, or
Do you see Toni Storm having a match? Because of this, like, do you know? Oh, man, that's probably a question for Sean. Like, do you know how much time Jamie Hayter needs? Because, like, I kind of feel like she's been gone for 7 years now. But like,
I think Sean said before that they don't think she'll be back this year.
Yeah, I know it's not going to be this year, but like,
much longer? Well, I mean, that I don't know.
Okay.
I mean, that just tells me that it's a few months out. So
I miss Jamie Hayter.
Yeah, did you?
I felt like she was the one women's character in that locker room that made people give a crap about women's wrestling in AEW. You know?
Yeah.
Because I'm not saying that women like Mercedes Moné wouldn't have done the same thing, but like, it's a different thing when you're Sasha Banks, right? It's a totally different thing. And when you're Jamie Hayter, some people would like to look at her as a, you know, as an AEW original, right?
Yeah.
And to be an AEW original and make people tune in into women's wrestling because of her, because she is the one, you know, in that match. That's saying something. Like that has more weight, you know, to this entire situation. I miss her so much. She's so good in wrestling and stuff.
No, I agree for sure. So guys, we're gonna do something different. So basically, free super chats in a way. If you have any questions, throw them out there, because we got about 15 minutes to kill. So throw them out there. We'll answer them. But Maggie, so what do you think Triple H's announcement is going to be? Because I don't really. So there's been rumors online about.
I hope it's him, you know, giving more clarity for NXT Europe. I know it's not going to be. Like, because, like, I feel like people don't care about NXT Europe. I'm actually the one who constantly asks about NXT Europe.
Well, it's only one time zone. I don't know if you knew that.
Yeah, that's why.
And, sorry, inside joke, guys. But
yeah. What do you think it's going to be?
Well, now that Nick Aldis is probably involved with tonight's show, I think it's the announcement of a Nick Aldis authority figure.
Do you think he's going to be an authority figure for a certain show? Or because, like, the fact that NXT right now doesn't have an authority figure is weird to me, because, like, who gets, you know, like, I know Shawn Michaels is actually, you know, the one in charge. Like, we all know that. But, like, in kayfabe, who is, like, who's the one?
Yeah. Well, that, yeah. I mean, that, I don't know. I mean, I don't know. I really don't.
I'm glad that we're about, you know, to have a little more clarification surrounding the exchange for Cody, who goes to SmackDown. I'm glad, because it kind of felt like that entire story got, like, people forgot about it. And by the way, Cody Rhodes and Jey Uso being champions right now, I fucking hate it. I hate it so much. It makes zero sense.
Yeah.
The only thing that is absolutely hilarious in this entire thing is the press conference with Cody and Jey Uso. Please, if you haven't seen it already, go and watch this. Yeet! Yeah. It was probably, I watched it two times already, by the way. There isn't a minute into this entire, you know, there's probably, 7 minutes of them. Like, there is not a minute that is serious in this entire scrum, like, or whatever, presser or whatever you guys want to call it. Like, every time Jey Uso speaks, Cody Rhodes just loses his mind.
Yeah.
Jey Uso Jey Uso does everything in his power to seem not drunk. And you, like, Rob, like, I know that, like, we talk really, like, we don't talk about this. I've been drunk a lot of times. Like, you've been, like, you could quit drinking, like, a long time ago. But, like, you, we both have, like, have tried not to seem drunk. But it is so impossible. And, like, my one of my bosses, the one who has the alcohol problem, and he refuses to say that he does have an alcohol problem. Like, I know I'm smiling now, but I'm not smiling every time he's drunk in my bar and I'm working in that time. Because, like, he decides that he tries to look and sound so sophisticated. Like, he's a simple man. Like, he doesn't read a lot. Like, he likes playing video games. Like, he doesn't, sounding mildly intelligent isn't something that he looks forward to. Like, he always, like, he says so himself, I'm a simple man, like, I only have a high school education and everything, which is fine. High school education is absolutely fine. But, like, he's not, like, sometimes he forgets simple words, like we all do, but, like, he has a problem explaining to me what he wants to say. Like, he's a really simple person, okay? Again, not a horrible thing. But, like, every time he gets drunk, he decides to sound incredibly sophisticated, and this backfires so much. Because even when he's not drunk, he could never pull sophistication off, okay? Mm-hmm. Like, it's so... And he starts talking in this posh way, and I'm like, fucking stop.
So
you do not sound like that. You do not talk like that. Stop.
Yeah, no, I have a friend like that too, like, that does that, that acts like that, and it's just kind of just, like, I just kind of, like, over time, I just kind of got, like, whatever. I just got used to it so much that I just stopped caring, I guess. I don't know. Frantic says, what was... when I did drink, it was Jack and Coke for me.
Oh, for me, it was tequila. Tequila. I adore tequila so much. Like, that's, I kind of miss it sometimes. Like, I quit drinking more than a year and a half ago. Being a bartender and not drinking is a really hard thing. And I'm not talking about, because the temptation of all the alcohol there. No, I don't give a crap. Like, I'm strong like that. It's not that. It's the fact that people are incredibly drunk and I'm stone cold sober. Like, that is the problem. And when they're being buttholes to you, and when you're drunk, like, at least as drunk as them, like, I'm not saying stinking drunk, just, party drunk. You don't give as much crap as you would normally do, and you handle the situation way more correctly in a bar kind of way. But, like, when you're stone cold drunk and, a butthole is being a butthole, you tend to be pissed off a lot and want to punch things more. And when you're drunk, you say, hey, cheers, like, whatever, and then you brush it off. When you're sober, like, that doesn't happen. Like, it's... But it was absolutely tequila or vodka, like all the see-through alcohols, like all the, all the alcohols that have a color, that they don't do it for me. Yeah. Like gin, tequila, like that's the stuff.
Frantic says Nick Aldis should be wrestling. He's a lot younger than half the WWE roster.
That he is.
Bong says War Games. That's the announcement tonight. Dawn says splitting the tag team titles. I'd kind of like that if they did
Ooh,
that.
Ooh, I would hope so. I would absolutely hope so. Because, like, the tag titles being together, like, I hated that from the very beginning.
Keyshawn says they botched that face turn and made Britt turn face too. That was a hater.
Yeah. Britt hasn't been on TV as well.
Yeah.
Yeah. We were so sure that we were going to have a blood and guts match with the women. We're not going to see that. Like, they were building towards that. Like, do you kind of feel that Jamie Hayter being injured is what actually prevented them to do the blood and guts match?
Yeah.
Because, like, the Outcasts aren't the thing anymore, so you can't do that.
Yeah, that's why I think, too. We got another super chat from our good friend Chris. He says, why did Barry Horowitz want an ATM card? Because he was desperate to get a pin. I'll be here all week, folks. Well played. I've told you my Dudley one right before, the Dudleys.
Yeah.
What did Bubba say to Devon when they worked at McDonald's? Test the fries.
Yeah, you.
I did. I know. I thought of something.
You did tell me this before.
Okay, I thought so. So.
Yeah, I know.
Let's see here. Da-da-da-da. Keyshawn says, I think Jimmy and Solo win belts tonight. Okay, so you're thinking that there's some kind of... I would be okay where they beat the shit out of Austin and...
Yeah, before Grayson. Grayson Waller and Austin Theory, they beat them up. And they will actually be the one to, you know, to answer the challenge. Yeah, but like... I don't know. I'm not happy with Cody and Jimmy being tag team champions.
I just want to do press conferences every show now. That's all I want.
if every time they're supposed to be on my television, they just play that press conference after the show, I'll be absolutely fine with that because, like, I feel like that was the peak of their entire, you know, tag team.
Could be, yeah. Keyshawn says Roman will press Jimmy about thinking he's the one that calls the shots.
That is something that needs to be addressed on the show. Yeah. Because, like, Roman Reigns is here, and what has been happening throughout the entire... I'm just incredibly happy to see the champion of all champions back on my show. I kind of forgot he existed.
Damn it! I was gonna say Ellsworth is back, but that joke would have fell through. So never mind. I had it. I lost it. James Ellsworth. You miss James Ellsworth? James Ellsworth.
I don't.
No, I don't either.
Beat AJ Styles. I will never miss him.
Yeah. How dumb is that? By the way. God. Hey, another super chat. Thank you, Will. He says, I get on Tony about the women because Willow and Ricky Starks won the Owen Cup. And look how Ricky has been booked. And look how Willow has been booked. But I'm biased to Willow, though.
No, I cannot look at how Willow is booked because she is not booked. I know that you actually meant that, Will. Thank you, sweetie, because I adore Willow so much. And if you cannot see how happy the fans are every time Willow gets to the ring. She has that charisma that you would want out of your wrestler, and you still don't use that. What?
No, I'm just going to say, if you want to get people to watch your show, you have Prince Nana and Willow go out there and just dance it out. They would freaking kill it. It would just do it. Maggie, it's time to plug your shit.
And Miro twerking in the background.
Okay.
All right. Book it, you coward. Guys, you can follow me on X, Twitter, or whatever, at Maggie_IK, and on Instagram at Maggie.IK. Thank you.
guys, you can follow me at Rob Wilkins on Twitter, or X, whatever you want to call it, Instagram at Fightful Rob, and on Threads at Fightful Rob. I believe on Sunday we will be doing My Point Is on the regular Fightful YouTube channel. And eventually we will be bringing back Coexisting After Dark, I'm sure. Not sure when, but it'll probably be back. Next week's show, we will be doing predictions for Bound for Glory. Is
Bound that for it? Glory!
Yeah, Impact Wrestling Bound for Glory. So we'll be doing that. We'll be talking about everything that went down this week. Hopefully we will not be talking about Tony Khan tweets. That's what I'm hoping for. And we never know what's going to happen. But yeah, you have the SmackDown season premiere tonight. You have Raw season premiere on Monday night taking place in Oklahoma City. So going to have some, maybe we'll see some more stuff. They'll announce some stuff tonight, I'm sure, on SmackDown. So that's going to be good stuff there, pal. Maggie? What you got planned for your weekend other than work? Anything?
Sleeping, hopefully.
There you go. Sleeping. Guys, I want to say thank you so much for joining us. We really do appreciate you. Because of you, we get to do fun stuff like this. And we want to say thank you to Jesus, freaking fly. Fightful Select members, thank you so much for being a part of this. We appreciate you so much. And because of you, we get to do fun stuff like this. We'll talk to you later. Take care. Bye-bye.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get half gallons of delicious Kroger milk for $1.29 each. Then get flavorful Tyson Natural Boneless Chicken Breasts for $2.49 a pound, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.